General Failure podcast is now being calibrated for your listening pleasure.
Welcome to episode 171 of the General Failure podcast for the week of March 19th, 2019, brought to you by RadioHaver.com. This week, Master Chief is going full steam ahead, we get overpowered, and Google probably just destroyed your childhood. I'm TJ, and I've got with me Dom.
Yo!
And CJ.
Classic.
Classic Google.
Classic Google.
Touching childhoods?
Yep.
Gotcha. So we'll start off with, like we usually are, with what are you playing? Dom?
Yeah! This weekend, I went and saw Captain Marvel, finally.
Damn.
CJ apparently has not seen it, that's why he is
going
to the mic.
Going on Friday.
I liked the movie a lot.
What does that mean?
I did not love the movie.
I thought
it was overall a pretty middle of the road Marvel movie. As far as the MCU is concerned, I think there's a lot better ones than that.
That's how I feel like
Iron Man 3.
I feel like a lot of white people felt that way about Black Panther.
I really liked Black
Panther. So you obviously didn't love it because you're
obviously
a man.
Black Panther is probably in the top five for me.
Nice.
For MCU. This was fine. You know, it was a good addition to the MCU. Are you
rubbing your mustache on your microphone for everyone to hear?
Apparently we're getting ASMR.
ASMR.
TJ's just gonna rub his.
Who wants a mustache rub?
it wasn't great. I thought it was definitely fun. I liked a lot of what it had to offer. I did like that it reminded me of Ant-Man in that it was
nice.
It was a typical Marvel movie or you know, origin story, but they gave it its own flavor. Like Ant-Man was very much a heist movie.
This was
just a little bit different. Like it had its own flavor.
How did you feel about Ant-Man though as a movie?
I liked Ant-Man a lot.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean it's got Paul Rudd in it, so I'm gonna love that. There weren't a whole lot of things that I didn't like about this, but it just didn't give me that feeling that a lot of the other movies did. And there's a couple parts, especially at the end, there's like the big climax of the movie.
Uh-huh.
I'm sitting there watching and I'm like, this should give me the feeling because it has like everything I want. That cool action, like it looked great. But I think what it was,
I was thinking feeling in his pants.
Hell yeah.
Brie Lawson.
I actually think it was the music that didn't do it for me.
Is it 290s?
No, it was typical like orchestra action music. I just don't think it was that good.
Huh.
And I think that's a lot of what it was. So I'm looking at it, I'm like, everything that's happening, I enjoy, but I just don't have that like exciting feeling. And I don't know why. I think it was the music that just like, it didn't match well with the scene. There was just something about it that didn't really pull me in.
Interesting.
As far as characters and everything go, I liked Brie Larson a lot. Samuel Jackson's great, of course. Clark Gregg
Clark Gregg.
First of all,
back.
They looked amazing. They got that Disney money. Yeah, they looked great.
I heard they actually went back in time
and pulled them out.
Pulled them back.
Jude Law was great in the movie. For the most part, everybody was great. I liked Brie Larson a lot, but there were several times that it sounded like the cut that they used in the final version of the movie was not the correct take that they should have used.
Huh.
There was times where like the dialogue just seemed like it's not that it was poorly written.
Bad editing, maybe?
Not even bad editing. It was poorly delivered by the actors. And that even included Brie Larson and like other people who for the rest of the movie were great and fine.
That could be bad directing.
Yeah,
then.
That's what I'm saying. Like there was just a few parts where I'm like, the directing just wasn't good. And it was noticeable enough where it kind of took you out of it. But overall, I think it was definitely fun. I liked Carol's sense of humor reminded me a lot of Spider-Man.
Nice.
And also kind of Tony Stark. Like they had that same kind of sarcastic, which again could have been done better if the directing was a little bit better and the lines were just delivered in a little bit of a better way. There were a couple times where like it sounded like she just said the joke and like I recognized that the joke was funny, but I was like, the way you delivered it wasn't quite
it wasn't quite there.
And like that's just the thing where it's like, okay, we should take another take until we get it right. So there was a few instances of that. So that took me out of it a little bit. But I don't know, all the things people saying, like, obviously it was before anybody saw the movie, you know, she's too overpowered, she's too this, she's too that. I don't think so. I think it was,
which, I mean, Captain Marvel
is it literally is. I think it was a good way of exploring and introducing her powers, and even letting her explore them a little bit more.
Okay, hold on. This is interesting. I didn't realize this. It was co-directed by two people, Ryan K. Fleck and Anna Boden, who have apparently worked together previously on other movies. Mm-hmm. Like, it seems like several movies they have co-written and co-directed.
Maybe it was
together.
One
and
director that sucked and the other one was good.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why I kind of mentioned the takes thing.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't even necessarily like this director doesn't know what they're doing. I didn't know it was co-directed. I thought Anna Boden just did it. And I want to say, like, she doesn't know what she's doing. Like, all the shots in the movie were all really good. There was just like several times where the dialogue was delivered poorly and you should have just used a different take.
Yeah.
So,
and again, like, that could also come down to being directed by two people.
Right. It could be. Yeah.
You know,
so there's a little bit of disconnect there, but overall, it's definitely worth seeing. I'm glad that it did as well. It even had a really good second weekend. The first weekend was what, $455 million?
Yeah.
I think the second weekend was almost $70 million. So, like, it had a really good follow-up weekend. So there's no doubt that we're going to get a sequel to it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, obviously, I always hope
we already know she's a part of Endgame. So,
yep. Yeah. I mean, she meets the Avengers in like the after the credits scene.
I'm sure.
Yeah. So we've seen shots of her and things in Endgame. And so she's going to play a big part. But I mean, the movie is definitely worth seeing. You know, criticisms are all valid, a lot of it. But, you know, most of it was just childish bullshit of they don't want to see this movie.
Yeah,
Because a lot of people were saying, like, it's just not good. You know, Wonder Woman was great. This is just not good. I would say that I think Wonder Woman was probably better than this. I really liked Wonder Woman for the most part. There's a lot at the end where I was like, this is kind of getting kind of bad. But I would say I liked Wonder Woman more than this. But, you know, it's...
Yeah.
There were still very enjoyable movies.
Yeah, it means nothing in the end. Yep. So I definitely recommend seeing it. It's an important part of the MCU.
Oh yeah,
and you have to see it in the theaters because Endgame comes out next month, so you don't have an option really of waiting until it comes out.
And the thing for us is, like, a lot of times with movies around this time, my wife and I will wait because we go on vacation the same time every year in May, and it's always whenever like a movie comes out in May.
Yep.
So like we were kind of already planning, or like, all right, maybe we'll just kind of like, we'll skip it and wait, and we'll probably like still catch it in theaters and do like a double feature while we're down there. We'll watch it and then we'll watch. And then we're like, wait, like this came out in March. And then April is, I'm like, this is all right. Now everything's all thrown up. Yeah. Now we're screwed.
It's all fucked.
Yeah. But definitely go see. I know you're going to like it.
Oh yeah.
Cause obviously you really like Captain Marvel. Mm-hmm. I mean, she's on my poster up there.
Yep.
But, yeah, I mean, again, I thought it was good. I didn't think it was anything special. It'll float around the middle somewhere for me, you know. Obviously better than Thor 2 and Age of Ultron and Iron Man 3.
I didn't hate Thor 2.
You might be the only one. I think Thor 2 is the worst out of all of them.
I mean, it's the worst out of the Thor movies. It's definitely
out of the Thor movies.
I think it's the worst out of all of the MCU movies.
Really?
Bullshit.
You think Iron Man 3 is?
I think Iron Man 3 is.
Iron Man 3 is my third worst.
I really like Iron Man 3.
How do you like Iron Man 3? That
a lot of people did.
Abomination of a movie.
First of all, people hate Iron Man 2, which I don't get.
The thing is, Iron Man 2 is just a generic. It's a very generic movie. Yeah. It was just a generic superhero movie, and I don't blame it for that. And I don't want to tangent too much.
Wait, what's your second one?
Age of Ultron. That movie's fucking garbage.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think Age of Ultron is
boring
garbage
as shit.
And then like Civil War is down there for me as well.
I like Civil War,
but like the thing about Iron Man 3 that I always defend is, I honestly believe that Iron Man 3's strength is not in like the full story of the movie, but just how Robert Downey Jr.'s, I think it's Robert Downey Jr.'s best performance as Tony Stark after a crisis.
The general theme of Iron Man 3 is great.
Yeah.
The him dealing with PTSD essentially after Avengers.
And he does it
Avengers.
So well.
He really does. And the end scene where he's destroying and using all the Iron Man suits is a great scene.
Yeah.
The rest of the movie sucks though.
Yeah.
Because they tried to
like dragon extremist stuff. They tried to dragon stuff from other storylines.
Everything that happened with Mandarin was the biggest letdown I have ever experienced.
Yeah. And what they should have dragon was Fin Fang Foom.
Oh God.
Ba-dum.
Fucking dragon.
Lol.
So
MCU is good.
Go Endgame, check out
Endgame looks really good.
Oh yeah, no, it does. Yeah. So go check out Captain Marvel if you're interested, and especially if you're looking to watch Endgame.
Or they are coming out with an Infinity Saga.
I like it.
Movie collection of all 22 MCU movies.
Jesus. Fuck me.
So if you want to spend $400 for a 22 movie collection, wait until that comes out probably the end of this year. It'll be just in time for Christmas this year,
I bet. So go check that out. Moving on to some nerd news. I got some stuff. So 343 Industries made an announcement. Master Chief is coming to PC. The Master Chief Collection is coming to PC. And even better than that, it is coming to Steam as well.
It's crazy.
Which everyone flipped the shit over.
Crazy.
And this will also include the games they haven't redone yet. Because the original Master Chief's collection included Halo, the original, Halo 2, Halo 3, and Halo 4. And then they threw on ODST as a, we're sorry, this thing sucks.
Yeah.
Which I don't understand, because ODST was the worst one out of all of them. It will also, the PC one will also now include Reach.
Sweet.
They will be redoing Reach as well.
Will it include a Reach round?
All for $30.
What?
Damn.
$30.
No way. When does this come out? I'm getting it.
Just wait for the Steam summer sale.
Yeah.
It'll be $10.
So with that announcement, apparently people were so excited about this that 343 Industries started getting pizzas.
Wow.
Because they were like, oh man, let's give back to the developers for announcing this and making this game.
Right. We don't just have to give them our money when we buy the game. We have to give them extra.
We have to give them something extra. So
right,
we bought them
pizza. For the developers. Yeah. The developers aren't going to see that fucking money.
So we'll buy them all pizza, but everybody bought pizza, and now they're just like, all right, we get it.
Yeah. No
love
more
this
pizza.
Idea. Stop sending us pizza.
Yeah, you know, that's the 343 fucking development studios just like, what do we got in the fridge? We got pizza and some pizza.
I think at one point somebody said, we have more pizza than we can even throw away. Like, there's that much pizza.
And the best thing was, you can put skins on the guns for Halo 5, and they added a pizza skin.
I love it.
So there's just like a bunch of, it looks like a PNG they found online that just slathered on a fucking gun.
Oh, it's so good.
But it just goes to show that like 343 Industries is actually listening to to people.
I bet like the whole fucking like studio just looks like a college dorm.
Probably.
Oh yeah.
It's just pizza and beer everywhere.
Pizza boxes and beer.
So do they have a release date? Because last I heard they were hesitant to give a release date.
Not that I know of. They haven't shown a release date, but I mean, if they want to make big old bucks, it would be somewhere in October, November, I would think.
Yeah.
But, which is, it's crazy that they'll have pretty much like every, like the most famous first person shooters from the first one to Reach.
Yeah.
Now. And for $30.
Yeah, that's fucking ridiculous. I would have expected this to be, honestly, I would have expected it to be $90.
Yeah. Or like $120 for some crazy shit. Although Reach is old. Reach, yeah, because of ODST.
I mean, the Master Chief Collection is old, too. It's 5 years old at this point.
And it came out in not great reviews, because there was
it was pretty poorly received, actually.
Fucking problems with it.
Yeah, there's a ton of problems.
But, I mean, it's been a few years now, so they've definitely smoothed out everything.
Yeah.
So now it's just porting it to PC, which I don't feel like should be that much of a difficult job. Hopefully.
You know what?
But I'll be happy.
I'm sure the people who were porting Arkham Knight said the same thing.
Yeah, that's true. Port it to PC. It'll be fine.
Yeah, that turned out.
So I'm excited to see this just because I'm going to play all the games again. But also because
you're a PC gamer now.
Yeah, buddy. Also because they're redoing Reach, which was my favorite. Well, tied with two, but of the current games, Reach was definitely one of my favorites. So I'm excited.
I'll play Reach with you.
Yeah, so Go check out, if you don't have a PC, you can always buy the Master Chief's collection, or you can wait for it to come up on Steam.
Hell yeah.
Steam. Yeah. So, in other nerd news, CJ, you got some Facebook news?
Yeah. So, the Zuck himself has kind of come out with like a state of the union for Facebook, and has kind of like talked about the future of Facebook. And basically everything that we know Facebook is now is going to go away. And
thank God.
Their focus for the future is Messenger and Messenger only.
Because that's the only thing people use now.
That's the thing that they realize that the
only old people use Facebook.
Right. They're realizing that their numbers are kind of all shifting around. And ever since they bought Instagram, a lot of they're realizing that the popular things right now are like WhatsApp, and Instagram, you know, Snapchat is kind of dwindled. It's not really
down. It's pretty much just for premium nudes.
Yeah. But like WhatsApp and Instagram, like, are the ways to go. And what they're seeing is people aren't like posting pictures. They're not sharing things on Facebook anymore. They're sharing things through Messenger. They're sending links to each other, or they're going in groups. So Facebook is kind of going to do this huge shift where, like, a couple years from now, you're going to see everything go away, and it's just going to be Messenger, and it's just going to be groups.
I'm not against that.
Facebook, I'm not either.
Facebook is a cesspool at this point.
Yeah. But also, you know, we don't really know. I mean, it's interesting to see them do this, and, you know, it's going to change everything from what Facebook was, but who really sees that as a bad thing? But we also don't know what the government is going to do. You know, there's a lot of crackdown right now talking about like Google and Facebook and just what they do with your data and advertising. I saw an interesting thing today. I heard something interesting on NPR today.
Anyone's ever said.
This dude who wrote a book about Zuckerberg was saying that
Zuckerberg.
Like 2 years ago, if you were scrolling through your post, like every five posts from your friends, you
would have been something racist,
but like you would have seen like one or two, you know, you wouldn't see one or two advertisements. Like they're very spread out. Mm-hmm. And now it's up to like five. Like I can't remember what he said exactly, but it was from 2 to 5. Like there's just so many more, and like they can't expand it because it'll literally be like post advertisement, post ad, post ad, post ad.
I mean, now they have the ads in your videos and everything. There's literally ads all over
the place.
Plus
people are posting less, you know? And that's a big thing too. But like I said, everyone's using the Facebook. Like the biggest thing I use it for is messaging people in groups and event planning. Yeah. Like finding events at other places, making events for like our friends and stuff. Everything we do is on pages and events, and then businesses are all pages. So
just use it for D&D. Yeah. And like that's pretty much it.
I look at and share memes every once in a while, but I do a lot of that on Instagram also.
Yeah.
So we'll have to see where that goes, but I doubt Facebook is going to be around in the near future.
With
the amount of crackdowns and stuff, and with how the world is changing and who's using it.
Right.
Yeah. All of the users will be dead soon.
Yeah. So so go fucking pick up Messenger, I guess.
Don't pick up
Messenger. Use text messaging. Don't be lazy. So moving on to some geek on, geek off. We all got this, but I'll let CJ start off with this.
The Game Developer Conference is happening right now, and Google had their big announcement today, and they announced Stadia, their project. This is Project Stream. So this is what they were testing back in December 2018 into January of this year.
This is what we talked about last week.
We talked about the controller, and we actually got to see the controller today.
Which looks
less stupid.
They rounded it off.
Yeah. It still looks awkward for a controller. Yeah. Like it doesn't look.
It can't be an Xbox One controller.
The sticks are really small. The D-pad looks
terrible. Looks too rounded and not as clicky.
Even like the hand, like your hand rests, they feel too large, you know? And like you said, the D-pad, like I almost feel like it should be more squared.
It looks like
off.
The D-pad on a Roku.
Yeah.
And I have a feeling it's going to feel like that too.
Very spongy.
Yeah, spongy. It doesn't look like they're solid. They don't look like they're solid plastic pieces either. They look like they're more squishy.
Yep.
Yeah.
I don't know, which could wear out. But then again, who knows?
But that'll be better off than fucking Xbox controllers. Love them to death. Most unreliable controls ever.
Yeah.
I've had to buy so many because they all break constantly.
I did want to touch on a few things besides the little Stadia. Voice. What?
Hey. No, this isn't the church.
Whoops. Yeah, this isn't the church.
Hey-o!
Oh. Ha-cha-cha-cha-cha. So
topical.
So the big thing about the Stadia is, like, you know, their whole thing is, like, focused on gamers, made for developers. And that really is an interesting way to put it, because Google also announced that they're starting their own gaming company. Mm-hmm. You know, they announced, I think it's like Stadia Games and Entertainment. So they're starting their own gaming company. They're going to make their own fucking games. But everything about the Stadia is just so interesting in that, like, it's all connected through their node system, which is like, it's not like you're going to your console and your console's going out into your ISP and then it goes out into the world and whatever your ISP wants to limit because, you know, they don't
ISP
because America,
because net neutrality, like it's when it gets out into from your computer or your Chromecast or your phone, like whatever the
tablet.
Fuck you're using the system on, the streaming system, it goes straight into the node system that Google set up, and it's going to be like blazing fast, low latency, and that's just fucking insane.
Yeah, they're promising 8K, 4K, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know,
so,
60 frames per second yeah. kind of gaming.
So the
which everyone promises, so
yeah,
I won't
yeah.
I won't agree with that until I see it.
So during the test that they did in January, it was, I think, 60 frames per second, 1080p, or maybe, I'm sorry, maybe 30 frames per second, 1080p, and then at launch, it'll be 60 frames, 4K, and in the future, they plan on doing 120, 8K, and then after that, there's no point. Like, you can't visually, there's nothing
yeah,
above.
You can't find,
you can't visually,
I mean,
yeah.
the jumps between 4K and 8K and 30 and 60 frames
yeah.
is negligible at best, so
yeah.
I mean...
Yeah,
I don't get it either, but
yeah.
it's cool to see that they're trying to push it as
and
far
it's,
as possible.
It's also good that, like, again, like, you can use whatever you want. You know, you can use your phone, you can use a tablet, and you can use your own mouse and keyboard. You can use your own Xbox
controller.
Yeah,
you can use any controller you
yeah.
want, which
you don't
is
have
awesome.
To use their shitty
yeah.
one, which was the best news ever.
Yeah. Now, the thing is, and I will say this, the only upside, or really, like, the upside to using their controller is the fact that that controller has its own onboard Wi-Fi that connects it directly to the node that you're playing on. Like, wherever your game is streaming from Google servers, like, that wireless controller is going from the controller to your Wi-Fi network to that node. Like, it's not going through your PC. It's not Bluetooth. Mm. It's a direct connection for low, again, that low latency. Because that's the biggest thing for me, is if I move my controller around, is it going to be, you know,
choppy?
Reactive,
is it going to react slow?
Because
mm-hmm. that's the worst.
Anything that's wireless introduces lag. Mm-hmm. So to me, there's a few big questions. I mean, obviously, they said it's going to be released in 2019,
yep.
which is great. But there's some big questions that are looming. One is, what games will be available?
Right.
We saw Assassin's Creed,
yep.
and they mentioned Doom Eternal. Those are two great games.
Doom Eternal, yeah.
I'm definitely excited for that, but they need to launch with somewhat of a decent library
yeah,
to get
yeah.
going.
And they said, like,
which has to battle the current line of
right.
consoles
yeah.
and PC.
Mm-hmm. And they said they've given out dev kits to, like, hundreds of gaming companies. So
yeah, but that depends on if they use it or not.
But I mean, this is Google. If you don't use it, it's that you're an idiot.
Yeah.
The thing is, like, you're taking a gamble because it's you're trying to beat these juggernauts currently that are the three consoles and PC.
Yeah,
currently.
But if anybody can do it,
yeah.
it's Google.
Yeah, but how many people are going to sit and wait, and then everybody sits and waits, and then nothing goes forward?
I don't know. And that's, and again, like, they're making their own gaming system. So if they put out good games, then people are going to start playing those
yeah.
games.
But
and
I doubt
gonna
if they
move
just
over.
Announce that they have a gaming company starting.
I'm sure we'll hear something in June.
Yeah, I'm sure by E3.
I'm sure
we'll
by
know
E3
something.
We'll know some games.
Think E3, Google
oh, yeah.
will be there?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know if they'll be there or if they'll do what everybody else is doing and put
yeah.
out their own.
If they don't, I think they're stupid.
Conference, you know,
especially
their own video
since
conference.
This comes out in 2019. If they're
yeah.
if Google is
they
not
need,
at
they,
E3 or at least doesn't
yeah.
announce something,
if they're serious about this, they need to do something at E3.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Another question is price. Didn't mention that at all.
Yeah, the streaming price.
You know, he mentioned when you were on your TV that it was, you know, like a Chromecast HD Ultra or whatever.
Yeah.
If I can buy a $60 Chromecast and then I can subscribe to this for $20 a month.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck yes.
Yeah.
Totally. I'm all in.
And I would not doubt it's something very, very similar to that. And they said they wanted this to be the Netflix of gaming.
Right.
Like, they're going to... Is Gamefly still in business? I don't know.
Maybe. I don't know.
I think so, but they're going, fuck if anyone
this could
that.
Put Gamefly out of business.
Right.
But the thing is...
I think they're putting themselves out of business.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I know. But also, you know, going back to talking about Steam, like... One of the devs from, I think it was, is it id or ID?
Id.
Id, mm-hmm. It is. Talked about when they went to port this game over to the Stadia, they said it took them 2 weeks to mm-hmm. do a full port of the game.
Yeah.
Like, in dev time, that's fucking insane.
Yeah.
And they said it's so easy, and it's, everything's built on Unity, and they partner with so many people. They partner with Microsoft, so they have Visual Studio. They have Unity in there. Like,
the Havok physics engine that they're working with, Unreal Engine they have.
Yeah.
Like,
which, again, like I said in the while we were watching the meeting, Unreal Engine partners with
anyone.
I know.
They could partner with us.
Yeah, yeah. We would partner with Unreal.
But the thing is, it's one thing for a gaming company to come in and be like, okay, we're going to make our game for Stadia, or we're going to port it over for Stadia, or we're going to make one specifically. But you can... If you're an indie developer, you can sign up. You can be a developer. You can get their SDK for it. Mm-hmm. And you're going from being this indie developer who's running their own dinky computer or server to getting like multi GPU, you know,
10
units.
Teraflops.
10 teraflops. 10 fucking teraflops.
I want petaflops.
God, yeah, you would
like
want
pedophiles. Yeah.
I think this is a huge thing for indie gamers because it gives them more power to make more powerful games.
Yeah.
And I think this could be the biggest competitor for Steam eventually. If it takes off.
This could be the biggest thing to ever happen to video games.
Mm-hmm.
Since Super Mario Brothers was invented.
Yeah.
This could be the biggest thing for video games.
This is a game changer. It really
the
is.
Biggest hurdle that they're going to have to overcome is the speed requirements that you're going to need.
Right.
So Project Steam required about 25 megabits per second, which is fairly standard at this point to have at least that much if you have cable or better.
I mean, if
you're
in a decent area.
Yeah. Right. But I think that maxed out at 1080p. So if they're promising 4K, if they're promising 8K, you're probably going
to,
I would say 50 to 100.
But you also need to remember from a networking standpoint, this isn't like it's going out into like your ISP to be routed through their network and stuff. They're mm-hmm. they're specifically, again, they still have to use your ISP and your connection, but they're routing specifically to their node system, which is covering America.
Right,
you know?
Of course. Right, but you still are relying on your ISP to some extent. And
right,
what's going
to
end up happening is if this really takes off, like, honestly, I'm kind of expecting it to. Like, this is one of those things where it seems too good to be true. Like, we're living in the fucking future with this. If it takes off, what's going to happen to internet prices? Like, our provider is just going to start being like, we're throttling at this amount of data usage, or just saying we're going to raise everybody's prices because everybody's using too much data. Like, that's where I'm a little bit concerned, is
especially because phones and stuff too. I can imagine phone companies.
Yeah. So I'm a little bit concerned about that, not only from the perspective of someone who would be using this, but I would be really, really mad if this was not a product that I was purchasing, but my internet price was going up because other people are using it.
Yeah.
I'd be furious about that. So I think that that's something that has to be taken into consideration.
Yeah, and if anybody can take on big internet, I don't know what the fuck.
Everything is a lobby now.
Yeah, everything's a lobby now.
If anybody can take on big internet by becoming big video games,
Google. Like Google needs anything else. Like, again, going back, there are people in our current U.S. in the U.S. government that are trying to break up, you know, Microsoft and actually not Microsoft, but like Google and Facebook.
But
like,
this also could, in the end, lead to more Google Fiber.
Yeah.
That project kind of just died out. Yeah. I don't know what happened.
Some places.
Which it was good because any of the ISPs around it had to change.
Yeah, they
right. Like St. I think St. Louis got it, and like it's great. Like, yeah, I just that's something that
I haven't heard anything bad about it either.
Yeah,
like even Google Fi for your phone, people mm-hmm. fucking love it.
Yeah, that was a strange thing for me when like Google is the biggest company in the world.
Yeah,
for the most part. But like them taking on something like that, like being like, we're going to create our own internet service. Like, yeah, that's got to be the best idea ever. Yet it didn't work for some reason.
Yeah. Google's got a weird, like, it's happened with the Google Glass, too. Like, it's like everywhere and then just fucking dies out immediately.
But the
it's
difference, like, the I think, is that Google Glass was stupid.
Well, it was just like the starting point of something.
Right.
Yeah.
But like, I feel like they don't like promoted through and through.
I don't want to say like Google Glass brought about like HoloLens or anything, but it definitely was an idea that led to.
Yeah. I just would have assumed that at some point you either had Fios from Verizon or you had Fios from Google.
Yeah.
Like every other competitor was going to die out because they weren't good enough.
Yeah,
like that's business.
You can't
compete
with it.
Yeah, that's democracy. Fiber. That's the free market. I assumed that was going to happen, and I don't know where it went wrong because, like you said,
might
you don't hear bad
expensive.
Things. Well, that's the thing, is the price for the consumer wasn't too expensive, but the initial price to run the fibers was pretty expensive and nobody wanted to pay for that. And it's like, I wonder how expensive it would have been to really do it. Like, shouldn't that maybe have been a consideration where Google's like, we're going to eat this cost up front and then profit in the long term off.
Well, that's why they didn't go full tilt. They probably did those small cities, well, large cities, to be like, all right, let's see cost per benefit ratio. Yeah.
And of course, there's always other local agencies that you have to deal with. Like, my complex here has a deal with Comcast. You can't get Verizon here. They will not let Verizon run Fios here. And I'm just like,
this is the dumbest
you're
thing in the
stupid.
World.
You're fucking stupid for not allowing that.
Yeah, and all these companies, just like the airlines, all have non-competes. So they just pick out territories and they gerrymander the areas.
Yeah, that's the crazy thing, is it like directly goes against like everything our business country stands for. Yet they're just like, that's the way it is.
They're not a monopoly.
Yeah.
But they're a monopoly.
Exactly.
Like, they're just one giant monopoly.
Right. Yeah. Technically, they're not a monopoly because there are competitors, but there are no compete areas within the competitors. So it's like, they are a monopoly.
But there were a few more things that I didn't want to touch on real quick. Again, 10.2 teraflops.
Yeah. Again, little boys.
Damn it.
Guys, 10.2 teraflops. Come on.
That's true.
10.2 teraflops. 10. The PS4 Pro is only 4 teraflops. 4.2 teraflops. So
Fucked PS4.
Get fucked PS4 Pro. No, but really.
Like how they didn't list the fucking Switch.
The Switch. Switch ? Teraflops.
cross-platform. They announced everything's built in with cross-platform. Mm-hmm. They literally said all the, it's like, I love that they said it's built in there. The developers just have to turn it on.
Like, to be fair, that's the case today.
Yeah.
In almost every game.
Yeah.
The developers just have to turn on their cross-platform. Yeah. It's up to the publisher companies whether or not they want to allow that to happen, which is why nothing
when
is cross-platform.
When they accidentally turn on cross-platform and go, whoops.
Yeah, exactly. But that's what happens with Sony. Sony is making the decision of, you developed cross-platform for your game. No. So while it is cross-platform, it's only cross-platform from their standpoint. The other side has to agree to it, too, which Microsoft and Nintendo likely will.
Yeah.
Sony's going to be the one.
I just love the transparency of them just being like, look, guys, like, out of the box, cross-platform for the developers. Now you, the consumer, knows it's out there. You just have to push the game.
They're trying to shake up the industry.
Oh, yeah.
Because there's a lot of bullshit standards like that consumers don't know about.
Yeah.
So when you say, like, I have a PS4, my friend has an Xbox, we can't play together. And it's just like, that's by design. Like, you could play together. They just don't want you to. Like, that's the type of shit that they want you to get mad at the other companies.
Yeah.
So you go with them.
Yeah. Another big thing is, of course, this is Google. So they brought out, like, you know, a YouTuber to talk about the YouTube gaming
Was it Ninja?
I don't know.
EA paid Ninja $1 million to play Apex Legends.
No, it wasn't Ninja. I don't know. It was some dude who, like, I think he does stuff with, like, his wife.
Most people do stuff with their wives. Come on, dude. That's how you got a baby.
That's true.
Let's find out.
But anyway.
Jeez, the internet.
They were talking about, like, YouTube streamers specifically and gaming and how all of this is going to, like, enhance the streaming experience and specifically, like, how a streamer can interact with their audience through things like, first off, fucking split screen is back.
Yeah, that's
and that's
great.
Amazing. And it's crazy because for the longest time, I didn't really think about split screen. And like, I've been like, how fucking hard.
Was it MatPat?
Yes.
Oh, MatPat's awesome. Okay.
Yeah, MatPat. That's it. Thank you.
I have no idea.
I love MatPat.
For, you know, I was like, an N64.
He does game theory.
Yeah, game theory. That's it. Like,
he's a fucking weirdo. He took the Shaggy meme, you know, the stupid overpowered Shaggy meme on Facebook, and he
Ultra Instinct Shaggy.
Yeah, he actually calculated what his power level would be for DBZ.
What? You mean the meme on Reddit?
Yes, the meme on Reddit.
Facebook. God, what the fuck is wrong? Anyway. No. I need
so back to what, back to whatever thing you were saying.
Nice.
Fuck.
You made the basket. Like, for the longest time, like, and like, we had split screen in the N64. Like, how fucking hard is it to do split screen?
It's not hard. It's a moneymaker. You get more money by forcing people to buy copies.
But it's not that.
And
the thing I didn't think about is, like, imagine running a game twice on, you know, like, everything you're doing is happening, like, on the same fucking console. Like, you're running. Generating stuff on, you know, generating your maps, character movements, like it's not just like technically two cameras on the same, you know, in the same area and two people walking around. It really is a big computing process, and I didn't really think about it. But the amazing thing about this is the split screen isn't technically split screen on one console. You're just streaming from two different consoles on your local computer. So if you're split screening with somebody, like, you're technically running the same game on two different consoles, but on one screen. And that's fucking amazing.
So one of my things that I would like to see with keeping in line with that is something that I would like to be able to do now. And there's ways of doing it. But when I'm streaming, I want to be able to stream my screen as well as the person that I'm playing with stream. So if TJ and I, all three of us are streaming, I want everybody to be able to see all of our screens.
And they said that. They said that that's a very big possibility. They are not a possibility. That is something that you can do. They talked about, you know, they were talking about like a co-op game where you have that split screen. And like, even if you're playing by yourself or you're playing like you're playing by yourself, but with other people.
But by other people.
You can pull up those you can pull up all your teammates' views on your own screen. And they showed like a dashboard where it's like, this is your system, what you're looking at, and then here's the screens from everyone you're playing with. And you can stream all that shit. And like they were also talking about the crowd link. So, like, if I'm a streamer and I want to play a game with, like, some of my audience, I can just open up a group and
I think
they can
join that. Single coolest function.
That's really cool.
Strictly from a standpoint of that's something I never would have thought of.
Yeah.
Like, all of these other things, it's like, I can dream and you'll never do it, but I can dream and they're doing all of it. But that's something that, like, that never crossed my mind as to even a possibility of something.
Here's a link out here.
Yeah, you're watching my live stream on YouTube. Join my game.
Come play with me.
That's fucking awesome.
Yeah, and you'll be on my stream. And you can. And they even said, like, you can even feature people. Like, they were talking about the state share. You can, like, I think there was, Matt Pack was talking about, like, how horror genre is, like, the big thing in streaming right now. Like, people love watching people streaming horror games.
It's funny.
And, like, he was saying, like, you could get into that point where your inventory's low, you didn't pick up enough shit, and you got a zombie behind you. You could save that state, send out a link to your other to your audience and say, can anybody beat this level better than I can?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I couldn't get through this. I got stuck. Who can beat it? And you literally just make a link and other people can just pick up where you left off in your game.
Yep. And you can just send it in Facebook Messenger.
Exactly.
Hey. The thing that I wanted to bring up was if you're playing a game and you're stuck, you usually go out and look for YouTube video and stuff. But with this, especially with the controller.
If you're playing Zelda Twilight Princess and one person is on a computer in another room yelling where to go while the other person is in another room.
Yeah, buddy. Those days.
Good times.
So if you're just, you know, stuck, can't get through it, you can, if you have the control at least, you can use the Google Assistant and be like, how do I get through this tomb? You don't even have to say the game. You don't have to say nothing.
Yeah, it knows.
And it'll bring up videos.
I hope they have some advanced
stuff.
Commands, though. So you can just be like, what the fuck am I supposed to do? And it's like, here you go, idiot.
You're an asshole. Here you go.
Yeah. And
then you blow the
freaking,
Google Assistant.
Well, obviously.
Right.
Yeah. Thanks, Google.
You gotta repay it somehow.
Yeah.
It's not working for free.
Yeah. The fact that the Google Assistant is like built into that is cool. And again, like, that's another...
But it does suck because I'm never going to use a stupid controller.
Right. Yeah, right. I'm never going to find that.
I was going to say, it's another reason to get the controller, but I guess it all depends.
I don't know. I don't think I suck enough at video games to need a Google Assistant.
I am probably going to get the controller. If the monthly subscription is good enough, I will probably pick up the controller.
I mean, if...
Just because I don't have an... Like, I have an Xbox controller, but it's... You know, it's
previous
wired.
Version.
Yeah, it's a fucking 360.
Yeah, I mean,
controller.
Mine's wired too. But like, yeah.
Yay!
If like, you know, it comes with a package with the.
I have a custom built Xbox.
I have a wireless Elite controller.
If it comes with the.
I have little gummy
Chromecast.
Buttons on them that I wear out with my thumb.
Yeah, no, I stopped buying those because they kept rare.
Like the Chromecast and the controller for like $60 or something. Yeah. I'll probably buy the controller with it just to have it.
Yeah.
There'll probably be a package too where they give out the. You know, the Chromecast with the controller.
I would
paired
think
up.
So. So like,
oh yeah, I can definitely
like
see that controller plus a Chromecast Ultra.
That's what I'm
that'd
thinking.
Be fucking awesome.
Yeah, like that. That's like, what I'm probably like.
Wouldn't
up.
Buy it, but
probably
you know,
$80 maybe.
Yeah, I'll probably pick that up if it
the
is.
Chromecast 80, Ultra. $100.
It's like 30, right?
The Ultra HD, the Chromecast Ultra HD.
Yeah, that might be 60.
I'll say it'll probably end up being close to 100. I think you're right.
But you know,
if they're packaged together,
yeah, it's not a bad
deal. So compared to the other consoles out,
yeah,
that's way
maybe if it comes
range.
With a month free, maybe.
Yeah,
so maybe
if this works, if this launches and this works, like this literally could change gaming. Forever.
Change the
although
game.
Achievements won't be there, so that's a down.
I disagree.
Other people,
I disagree.
Yeah, Xbox, the achievements are hooked up to your Google Plus account.
Microsoft is bringing Xbox Live everywhere, and they're unveiling Microsoft Xbox Live achievements to the Switch.
Yeah,
I can't imagine that they wouldn't in some way incorporate.
Yeah, it takes off well enough.
Like I said, like Visual Studio has partnered with Google for this, so it's possible.
So you might not be able to get your stupid PS4 trophies, but you know you'll at least have something good.
Apparently, the trophy system is better than the achievement system.
The PS3 trophy system was a fucking disaster.
Apparently,
so I don't know.
The PS4 is a lot better.
I don't know how it is on the PS4 because I really haven't played it. But the Xbox Live achievements have always been really good. The PS3 achievement or trophy system was horrendous.
Yeah. So hopefully we'll see.
You know, it's really good. The Game Center achievements on my iPhone.
Oh, yeah.
Don't make me throw your phone out.
Dems is great.
You're going to follow your fucking notes.
I'm just going to go back to playing Klondike.
What about dykes?
You know.
So go check out. We'll see if more news comes out during the E3, hopefully.
Hopefully.
So that's all for us this week. Don't forget to check us out on GemFailCast.com, where you can find all of our social media and blog posts. Like and subscribe to us on Twitch and YouTube. And please support and share our podcast and YouTube channel so we can continue to bring you content just like this.
And like us on Facebook for now.
Like us on Facebook Messenger.
And check us out on RadioHaver.com to hear us and a ton of new and upcoming podcasts and musical artists. Everybody say bye.
Bye.
Bye.